body. Here's to the biscuit top. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. We were sitting around, and I was saying, what should we do a show on? And you said, what about mushrooms? And I said, oh, yeah, mushrooms. Everybody loves mushrooms.
I like stuffed mushroom caps. I'm thinking of caps maybe that are about 2 inches in diameter. They could be white or...
Those cremini's. I like.
Or cremini. I will take the stems off, and then I'll chop them up.
Chop up the stems.
Chop up the stems. That's the basis for a filling. I will saute them in olive oil and garlic, for example,
uh-huh.
and then season them with salt and pepper and maybe some fresh thyme
uh-huh.
or even some dried thyme. And then I'll have to add something for filler. For an appetizer, I want to keep it really simple.
Sure.
Maybe some fresh breadcrumbs, a little bit of cheese.
Yeah.
And then I will stuff that into the hole that was created by taking the stem away.
Yeah.
But before I would do that, I would brush each mushroom cap either lightly with olive oil or with melted butter.
I see. Okay.
Then I'd put the filling in. I would drizzle that with a little bit of olive oil.
Uh-huh.
And you can mound the filling up.
You mound it up.
And then put them on a baking dish and put them in a 375-degree oven for maybe 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Then that will cook the cap.
Ba-doom.
The filling is pretty much already cooked. It makes a delightful appetizer.
Well, you were saying you're going to make them as a main.
Well, what I would do is I would take the portobello.
Oh, the portobello
caps, because those are 4 inches in diameter. With the portobello mushroom, you have to look at the gills. They're quite black. There's nothing wrong with them, but I tend to want to cut those out because I don't want to have them discolor the filling that I put in.
They can liquefy.
They can. I scrape them out.
Scrape them out.
I brush the cap with olive oil or butter. And then I would make a filling again. I would take some other mushrooms and then chop up entire mushrooms like cremini. I would saute them as I did at first with the stems of the other mushrooms, which means in some garlic and olive oil and fresh herbs. Then I would add maybe a splash of sherry.
Sherry.
Yes, and have that boil down, flavor the mushrooms. And then I would add some lump crab meat.
Oh, yeah.
Pasteurized fresh crab meat that you can buy in many markets.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Frozen, is it?
No, it's not frozen. It's fresh.
Huh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
why didn't I know that?
I haven't made them for you. That's why.
Yeah, I guess not.
So then some fresh breadcrumbs. Pine nuts are always good in there. Feta cheese. Then you can bind it all together with a little bit of cream. You don't want to have it pasty. You want to have it held together. And then you can load your portobello caps that you've already brushed with oil or butter with it. 1 pound of crab meat. You could probably get by with maybe 6 to 8 really nice big caps.
Yeah.
If you really want to be generous, 4 caps, and then you'd have a really generous main dish. Yeah. Sprinkle with some more cheese on top, drizzle with some more olive oil, and put them in the 375 oven and bake 15 to 20 minutes because they're bigger.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful main dish that you can serve with a salad.
Some wine, perhaps, on the side. Maybe some bread.
Maybe some really good toasted bread. Maybe some garlic toast.
Mm.
Mushroom caps are very versatile. You can put anything you want into a cap. Use your imagination.
What would be the simplest thing?
The simplest thing for a mushroom cap?
Yeah.
Take the stems off. I would still chop the stems up. I would still saute them.
Yeah.
Okay. If I didn't have enough volume, I would cut some of the mushrooms up, chop them up.
Yeah.
Saute them with garlic. I could do butter and olive oil. Then I wouldn't do anything else. I'd have mushroom stuffed mushrooms, maybe a sprinkle of Parmesan cheese, and then they go into the oven.
Now, I'll tell you, folks, if that doesn't satisfy you, you'll have to come back next week for
the food guys. Guys.